Nick, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. You reported recently on the Gila Regional Medical Center's board addressing at a meeting that they were concerned about seeing an increase of Border Patrol bringing in migrants who were in need of medical attention. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. The hospital board at their monthly meeting, which was last Friday, one of many topics that they addressed was that they have been seeing Border Patrol officers bringing in groups of 10 or 12 migrants, primarily from that they've apprehended, and they bring them up because they need all sorts of medical attention. They said particularly there's been a lot of need for pediatric care. So that tells you something about the age of the folks that they're seeing.
Okay, now, what were some of the concerns that the board addressed at the meeting in regards to this?
Well, the big thing, you know, Gila Regional is a decent-sized hospital for a community of, you know, Silver City and Grant County size. But when you have 10 or 12 people coming in a group into the emergency room, when you have all of the ordinary day-to-day traffic that the emergency room sees, that's a big burden, and it's a whole range of things that they need. And it's mostly not, you know, critical care. Like, it's not people that are having a heart attack when they hit the emergency room, but they still are in need of medical attention. And so it's figuring out how you deal with that is something that the hospital CEO has been in conversation with Border Patrol officials about.
Okay, Nick, thanks for updating us on that. We are going to move on now to CP Thompson, reporter for the Silver City Daily Press and Independent. CP, over Thanksgiving, there was a bear spotted twice in the middle of downtown Thanksgiving weekend. Tell us more about that.
Right. It was Thanksgiving night when a witness saw a bear just strolling down San Vicente Creek, which is downtown. They followed it, and eventually police caught up to it, and they followed it to the cemetery. And then actually it was Saturday morning when they when another witness called in a bear sighting, which is which was spotted also downtown. And so far no one has seen the bear since.
So is it the same bear?
Police can't confirm that. They didn't see it the second time, so it's hard to tell if it was the same bear or if it wasn't. But it could be, according to Game and Fish.
Okay, we'll stay updated on that. You also have reported recently on a series of community dialogues that were being held by Grant County School Districts. What was the topic at these dialogues?
So the first dialogue was Monday at a COBRE. COBRE hosted a nonprofit organization that said they could bring lab equipment such as science, technology, etc. to COBRE. And in order to do that, they would need community input so they could write grants. So that was COBRE's, and Silver had one a few hours later on Monday. And Silver had their second dialogue meeting, and there they talked about how they could keep local students, recent grads, how to keep them here in the community. And they just got more input from local community members, and they're going to go from there.
Thank you so much for updating us on the Silver City Report, CP. We will talk to you all next week.